Okay, good morning, Rabbi Yisai. So we are in learning the in the middle of learning Hilchos Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos. So last week was more of a preview, learning the idea of how much chametz you should leave throughout Shabbos, what a few practical halach lemaises, how much you leave. We learned that you leave for Shabbos. It doesn't have to be mitzumtzum, it doesn't have to be mamish exact, but it has to be an assumption of around two meals. The question is, why two meals? You have to have three meals on Shabbos. So why do I leave chametz only for two meals? So the answer is because you have a problem here with Shal Shonis. What's the issue with Shal Shonis? So we have over here a few things to know regarding Erev Pesach in general, which will lead to how we have to deal with Shal Shonis, which is one of the big issues of Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos. Now we have, what we're going to be covering today, Be'ez Hashem, are three topics. The first one will be the biggest one, then the medium one, then the small one, regarding Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos. One is Shal Shodis, which is a big topic, what to do, and we're going to learn the background for that as well. Number two is, what do we do with Tainis B'Chairis this year? And number three is regarding the Hachana, preparing for the Seder on Shabbos. So we'll start now with the Shal Shodis. We have the Mishnah in Psachim. Number one on the page, in the top of the page, says, "Erev Pesachim samal chamincha, lo yoichal adam ad shetechshach." So before Erev Pesach, you're not supposed to eat ad shetechshach. You're not supposed to eat that day. What does it mean? Anybody learned that fiyam? We had the whole sugya now. Lo yoichal samal chamincha before mincha. Which mincha? The Gemara concludes over there that we're talking from the end of the ninth hour in Erev Pesach. That's what we do not eat. You're not allowed to eat. Okay. So Toys asks over here, number two in the page. Toys is right here in the spot, says, what do you mean don't eat? What exactly don't eat before Pesach? Mishnah says don't eat. If you ask, what exactly can't you eat? Eat matzah. If you talk about matzah, I feel the koidim namiyas. You're not allowed to eat matzah before. Kedami in Yerushalmi, you say in Yerushalmi, koloichel matzah be'era Pesach. Anybody who eats matzah on Erev Pesach, he's considered to be that he has a relationship too early, like with his fiance, and before he got married. You're not allowed to eat. This is the Ikar Din, not allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. The minhagim are that you don't eat matzah from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and some minhagim are not to eat matzah even from 30 days from Purim. But the day before, that's the Yerushalmi, it does. You're not allowed to eat matzah. So if you're not laying matzah, what exactly are you going to eat the last 3 hours? If you're talking about minitagimo, which is like small food, question, what does minitagimo usually mean? Does it mean mezainis? Does it mean different types of meat? How much more of a metabolism in minitagimo? My favorite thing is going to tell us that you're allowed to eat Erev Pesach because you want to get a little, it brings more appetite. So says places, we're talking about matzah shira. What's matzah shira? Matzah shira, it's a complicated concept, what matzah shira means. But the simple idea is you have a matzah, which was, they take the dough of the matzah, was done with may peiros, with fruits, fruit juice, with oil, with wine, with fruit juice. That thing, instead of water, there's a bechlekes, I'm showing, can any water be involved in that? Let's assume there's no water at all. That makes this matzah ashira. Why matzah ashira? It says, the only matzah you're not allowed to eat Erev Pesach is the matzah you can be yitzchayv with. Only the matzah that Leila said you can't eat. Matzah shir you can't eat. That's not considered to be the matzah. The more earlier, it's not called lechiloini. You're not allowed to eat. That's how you yitzchayv. So that's what Tosafos says, that the what can't you eat on Erev Pesach? Only matzah, a full matzah. But you're allowed to eat matzah shir. So says Tosafos, that's what you should eat. Erev Pesach. That's what we were talking about. Says the Mishnah, you should know, don't eat. When you get to the end of the ninth hour, when you get the time of mincha, do not eat the matzah. But this matzah shir, because you want to be, don't be too full. But before that, you could eat the matzah shir. That's what Tosafos says. If you look at the Rambam, number three, the Pirush Mishnah is the Rambam tells us, he says, we're not talking about lechem levada kem b'shusa lechol lechem matosho. You don't have bread that time. There's no matzo. V'asulon lechol matzo yom abo asorat shechlo lechem shas mitzo. Aval manu lechol arbe mishar macholim. The Rambam says, really, you can't eat matzah, kosher tesis. So what I'm telling you not to eat? Other foods. He doesn't mention matzah. He says, we're not talking about bread. Bread anyway, you can't eat. So the Rambam does not mention matzah shir or anything to that effect. We'll see, we'll get back to that in a moment, how the Vilna Goyen learned the Rambam. So you don't, he doesn't mention the Yom Matzah Shira, but he does mention, he just says, they told you not to eat other foods. That's what the Rambam says on this Mishnah. So before we get to our halacha and shashadis, look at number four, there's another halacha. I mean, this is how halacha comes out. It says the Shulchan Aruch number four in the middle of the page. Asu le'echol pas misha asiris filamalo. And now they eat bread from the 10th hour, since then the 9th hour. Kedeshi yoichal matzah latov. You have to eat matzah when you're hungry. Aval loichal me'at peiros, you eat rogas, you eat fruits, you eat vegetables. Aval lo yima, don't get too full. That's the halacha. What about before that? Says the Shulchan Aruch. Ve'koidim sha asiris muta le'echol matzah shiro. Before the 10th hour, you're allowed to eat matzah. That's Rabbeinu Tanu Teisus. You're allowed to eat matzah, which is done with fruit juice.
Is this specifically
Shabbos? Every Erev Shabbos. Says the Ramah, okay. So you're not allowed to eat the whole day. So we have a problem. You're not allowed to eat matzah. What do you have? You have matzah shir? That's what we have for Teisus. We see the realm down mention matzah shir. We'll get back to that in a moment. But really, because what's the din? You're not allowed to eat. This is the main, we have to remember that halacha. You're not allowed, there's two things you have to remember over here. You're not allowed to eat for the 10th hour and on any types of bread. And before that, you're not allowed to eat matzah. So then you come to a, what's called matzah shir. And one more thing, we never mentioned here, which is obvious. You're not allowed to eat chametz. On Erev Pesach, since starting from the 5th hour, when you burn the chametz, you're not allowed to eat chametz anymore. So now we come to Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos. What do you do with Shal Shabbos? What's the issue? What exactly should you do Shal Shabbos? To do in the morning, you're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to do the Shal Shabbos after Mincha. That's the Ikerdin. After Mincha, I can't eat chametz anymore. That's what we said in the previous week. You leave enough food for two meals, not for the third meal. You can't eat third meal chametz. So what are you going to do? So what are you going to eat then? You may eat then matzah ashira. That's what Taisa said. Or if it's not matzah ashira, you're not able to. You have a problem. What are you going to eat? Here's where the issue comes of Shal Shabbos. I come to Shal Shabbos at Pesach. How do I become Shal Shabbos? So let's see over here the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch starts at number 5 in the middle of the page at the top. Arba Asor Shechal Yad B'Shabbos. You have the 14th fall on Shabbos. Boitkim leish shloisha asar. So first of all, that's what we learned last week. You do the bdikas chametz the night before. Mevayim makol lifnei haShabbos. You get rid of everything for Shabbos. Umishayri mazoin shtei seudos l'tzor Shabbos. You leave two meals for Shabbos. Why? That's the two meals. What about the third meal? Says the Shulchan Aruch clearly. The seudos shlishis zmano achar mincha. You have to eat Shal Shabbos after mincha. V'az einu yochol asoisoi. You can't eat it. That's our issue with the Shal Shabbos. Can't eat matzah because now I'll eat matzah for the Seder. Can't eat chametz because I can't eat chametz after Mincha. Hello, says Shulchan, what should you do? Be matzah shiro. You do matzah shiro. That's the Shulchan Aruch, even according to this, a caveat. But you have to do before the 10th hour because you're not allowed to eat at the 10th hour. So you mainly I have over here, here's what says the Shulchan Aruch. Simple. You do Shal Shabbos, matzah shir, like we learned Rabbeinu Tam. Says the Ramah, uvibindinois eilu shein noyagim lechol matzah shir. But by us, we're not noyag to matzah shir. Kedel kamon simen tav samach bet seiv dalet. Yekayim esu de shlish v'minei peiros or v'bosu v'dom. So says the Ramah, what happens if I don't have? I'm not able to do, I don't have matzah shir, because we don't have matzah shir. So then you do it. You do it. What are you going to do? You're going to eat it with fruits or meat and fish, which is one of the solutions of Shal Shabbos. When we look at Hilchos Shal Shabbos, so Shulchan Aruch tells us there, basically there's different levels. Best thing is to eat bread. That's what you should do with the Lechem Mishneh. That's the best thing to do. Person is not able, at least eat mezainis. You can't eat mezainis. So then you eat fruits or meat or fish. We'll see soon the order. What should you do? But that's one of the ways to eat Shal Shabbos. I'm stuck. That's what says the Ramah. Why am I stuck? Why is the Ramah saying that I have a problem over here with matzah shir? Why? But why can't any matzah shiur? Does the Ramah hold you can't eat matzah shiur? The Ramah says, all he's saying is, we didn't say elu she'ein noyagim le'echol matzah shiur. We're not noyagim matzah shiur. Why are you saying that noyagim matzah shiur? So the Ramah sends us to Simen Taf Samech Beis. Right? Says, look right away the Chayk Yaakov. Chayk Yaakov in the bottom number 9, just to hear this error, says the Chayk Yaakov, how do they need the Simen Taf Samech Beis? What is the Taf Samech Beis? Right? They were talking about doing Pesach. All the Ramah said over there is don't have matzah shir in Pesach. Because in the first time of Pesach, you have to eat matzah shir. Matzah shir, you know, you said the matzah and the Pesach. So don't have a matzah shir. Pesach. But why can't I eat matzah shir before Pesach? What's the problem there? Kavur batur b'shoysef. The cause of Shabbos is a chagakrif. First of all, the Mishnah says, "Well, it's not a problem at all." Okay, so he says, "So now go two lines down." Says the Chayk Yaakov, "Ve'ev shekavanos harav." What does the Ramah mean? Kevin she'neigim in this elu pesach matzah shir, because anyway we don't eat matzah shir in Pesach because of Leila Seder. Lo yachul kulei b'shul shehud eslishis shebe'er pesach lo lush matzah shir. So the basic idea is, you're right. Even according to Ramah, says the Chayk Yaakov, you could eat matzah shir. But it's difficult to get matzah shir because we don't need matzah shir for Pesach. So you get matzah shir only for Shal Shudas. So now we're not matriach you. But says the Baruch Yaakov, "Eichadi yesh lo matzah shir. If he doesn't have it, mutar le'echlo besudah shlishis ve'in bezeh b'shul vatal minik." So the Ramah says even Ashkenazim that don't eat matzah shir in Pesach. If you do a matzah shir, you could eat Shal Shudas. Three says, "Achen," says the Baruch Yaakov, "Hamaril chashavas agadol." He brings the Ma'aril, says, do not eat matzah shir. We don't like matzah shir, not because maybe you come into the Seder. Because we're choishir, maybe it's chometz. That's what we don't eat. Av shesh takor b'shimur. If you're b'shkasur, we call it cheshin and the loy lav et shimur. Kevat shu me peiris. And that's what he says. That's what he says. So he says the Chayk Yaakov two things. Number one, he says, then the first point he says, maybe the Ramah means that now I don't eat matzah shir because I don't have matzah shir. If I do have matzah shir, it's fine. Then he brings the Ma'aril and says, no, matzah shir should not be eaten. We have a problem with matzah shir. We hold the matzah shir may be an actual issue. So he immediately says, Ramah, don't eat matzah shir. That's what he says. Okay. So what does the Ramah tell us? The Ramah says, what you should do is you should eat either fruits or bust of a dog. You need to show this. Either with fruits or basar v'dagim, or you eat meat and fish. Master from the Ramah, the what comes first? Fruits. He says, peiros. Or you basar v'dagim. Master of fruits comes first. Problem is, that in Hilchos Shal Shudas, here it says basar v'dagim comes first. Basar v'dagim is a little higher than peiros. So why does it say you have to do fruits first? If you look at the Magen Avraham, which is number 7, and the Avraham says, he says, if you have basar adagim, that's better than may pears. That's better than fruits. We mean the pears, not may pears. We mean the pears. Meaning, the Ramah says do fruits, or even better, basar adagim.
Also, an Indian of eating fish on Shabbos.
Right. Nothing. You need to eat fish. So he says, he doesn't bring it over yet. So you see, a basar adagim really comes first, even though the order of the Ramah is wrong. I mean, the Ramah says with fruits, that's what he says. But the Chayk Yaakov says something else. He says, I'll tell you, actually, in Erev Pesach, fruits are better. Why? Says the Chayk Yaakov in Oy Space, Pemina Peres, basar adagim. Avagav Deleil, Mevur, Deyoto, Tev, Lasuz, basar adagim, Peres. Here it says, in Ilchus Shal Shudas, we learn that basar adagim is better than fruits. Fekar, Kosar, Arab, Peres, Chil. Here it says fruits are better. Nirili, Dimishu, Matzah, Leseovan. We want to eat the matzah with an appetite. And we learn in the Gemara that when you eat fruits and vegetables, it makes you a little hungrier. So here, if you have to do fruits, you have more taiva for matzah. Right? Sheina was be a kulai. That he says, then he adds another reason maybe you could eat matzah with it. He argues with the Magen Avraham. Okay, so we have over here matzah shir according to Shulchan Aruch. Ramah. Will they agree or not? Chayk Yaakov is debating that. And at the end of the day, it says maybe according to Magen Avraham, you can't eat matzah shir. So then you eat other things. What do you eat? fruits or basar dagin. Could the chikak of fruits is better than basar dagin? Could the magen avraham basar dagin is better than fruits? So that's one thing over here. The Bach in number 6 brings a different solution. He says, no, you know what he should do? Eat shashuras in the morning. Why? He's right. Eat shashuras to eat it after mincha. But that's if I'm able to do it perfectly. I can't do it over here. Do it in the morning. Look at the Bach in number 6. Says the Bach, umashomai the suud ishlish is man achir mincha. So he says, kach pirish rashi perekavo. You have to do it after mincha. That's a symbol of shashuras. However, lozer mi meets specifically rain kosav shtei sehudos shtei shviyos sviyos echalik l'shor sehudos. Just divide it to 3. Ve'emi kan raya shesehudos shlishi shalchel arba shos lo yotzo. Don't tell me you can't eat before. Ve'nir the sviyolei. I think what he says is, says Rabach, to have a guy the perikol kisei mash sehudos shlishi b'mincha, even though we should have sehudos shlishi after mincha. Hayinu lechatchil echad efshar. That's what you can. I'll bear a pesach the lo yefshar. Otherwise you can't. Lake a rile the loyetzim with the evid could the mincha. Yoytzim, maybe 4 mincha. Chaykon samot chaper kamo, the grace marius given the chobetz, Hashem have lozo emits, and he brings all kinds of gavar keach, kosov shekach omular have lozo emits, and mashu the kach lo lamaise, so lamaise he brings many sources that there's no issue, just eat a meal in the morning, just eat 2 meals, divide the meals in the morning, and then you hear it to, ah, it's before mincha, still good enough. By the way, a big riot to the Bach. We know that you have a din for this 83 meals in Shabbos. One at night, one in the morning, one in the mincha. What happens if you didn't eat in the night? It was very nagia for people who, you know, for Purim. Purim was Friday. Let's say a person got very drunk, fell asleep. Wake up in the morning, what do you do? So we learned it. You have to do 3 meals. Yeah, the halacha is a person who missed the meal in the night. What does he do? He does 3 meals on Shabbos day. Meaning, what do you see over here? You need to do 3 meals on Shabbos. The proper time is night, day, afternoon. But if it doesn't work out, you do the meals a different way. So it says over here the same thing. If I can't do shashuras properly, do shashuras in the morning. That's what the Bach says. The Vilna Gaon learns the same way. If you look at the Vilna Gaon, he says, and that he's basing this on the Rambam. The Vilna Gaon is number 10. The Vilna Gaon tells us, he brings the Tosis, you have to do Atzashiro. So he says, the Roichach HaTosim Atzashir Mutu Yepesa V'kot Kushiyosom Maishto Yepesa Som L'mincha. He brings that Tosis we said before. Avla Rambam Pirish the rock of a shard volume came to the chilosu. We should eat other food, even vegetables, because the Rambam says don't eat any food. Kosh go see what Davin had. Kosh got the sham. For the chet ain't no agiga matzah. Which is not even a cooked matzah. That was another solution which I get into. And that's what he says. The chet over the mashu sud the zoom nitchus kol v'kol. We'll get to that in a moment. The zoya. And then he ends. Again, Magen Avraham mashu kosa b'sham mortcha ubach v'kol boy v'chenika. The Gaon ends bringing the Bach, I mean, brings the Magen Avraham says as well, that what you should do that in the morning. And he says, V'cheniker. That's the Gaon, that's what you should do. Divide the meal in the morning into 2. That's what it is. So that's what it is. So mainly you have over here another sheet to do in the morning. If you see over here in the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah number 11, Shmur also starts, Kaimi appears, he brings the Ramah that says do with fruits. Says the Mishnah Berurah, I lay in the Mishnah like Aleph, Teish Dead, the place keeps Tzech Lassoy, so Davka Mepaske, do only bread, or the Sagi Gag of Shadvarim, and that's what he brings to be Mekel in it, etc. And then he goes down and says, you should know there's an Afkamino, if you're doing with like a real Tafshil or not, can you eat after the 10th hour? Because if you're eating fruits, you can eat after the 10th hour. Not like the Rambam, the way the Grand Lord's Rambam. But if you're eating like a bread, if you matzashir, or even if you're eating something which is a meal, so then you have to do it before. So that's what he says. That's what he says. Don't get too. And then he says, don't get too full. And then he ends. He brings the towards the last 4 lines of the Mishnah Berurah. Divide the meal in the morning into 2. That's good. Now, Mashu over here, the Mishnah Berurah says, Toiv Gamken, do both. What does Mishnah Berurah say? Do in the afternoon your fruits, or your bus, or the dog. But do also in the morning, so you have both. Because some hold that to your Yitzah. So you might have your Yitzah, yeah, Yitzah. If you're not Yitzah, do the fruits there. Chekos Abir Agod, and Ochon Lasus Ken. Now, he says, Chol Zeh adds Mishnah Berurah one more sentence over here. Im Yesh Lo Sheus Levorech Beratayim Lafsik is a Sheus, Kadesh Lo Yeh Bechal Brocha Shein Etzricho. So the Mishnah, we have to be careful to do a break. If you're not doing a break, and you're doing because of others, you're reading right away, So you have a problem, broker shit too. You're not supposed to eat two meals in one shot. So what should you do? You finish the meal, and then you have to go out. You have to go out for a little walk. Right? You go out. Everybody should go out, by the way. We learned this earlier in another shir, that don't think only the balabais goes out and the wife stays in the house. She's setting up. She's still there. She has well too. Everybody has to leave the house for a few minutes. I saw brought down and go yashiv. They basically go out for four amas. Just really mamash a few minutes. Others say there needs to be 50 minutes, and others say half an hour. Okay, let me check this. How long it has to be? It has to be some type of a break of asachas das. You get out of the meal and you go out. You come back in, and then you do, and then you do the next meal. That's what it is.
Now you can have bread.
And you can have bread in the second meal in the morning. Mishabur, again, like I said, it says, Gam, you should do both. You should do this. Plus, you should do the fruits.
After Mincha,
yeah. After a time of Mincha.
That means a late Mincha also, close to the regular 7 o'clock Mincha at night, or is that too close to the Seder? Even fruits and vegetables? For that?
No, so fruits and vegetables, really, Mishabur says, you can do it after the time. You can do it very close, very late. We saw that the Gaon lives in the Rambam, that you should not be eating fruits and vegetables after the 10th hour. So there is what to be machmir, not eating so late. Mishabur himself says, don't fill yourself up too much. Right? Now, if you look at the Shai Tzion over here, the Shai Tzion brings the goin, and just to summarize what we just learned, because he brings the chayim matir, you can eat hermelach with a type of food, the chayim oimer, fine chayodom yivid yichol ke matzah, which has cooked the matzah, which is similar to matzah, to matzah shiro. V'hayim ha-grav rom shekosav dein rogim ken, the Goyen holds you can't eat matzah shiro according to the Rambam. So the Goyen says it's really there's no way out. The Chikyakov learned in the Ramah was debating. There's a Ramah hold you can eat matzah shiro or not. The Goyen learns you're not allowed to according to the Rambam and he passes that way. Right? So that's what we have this shita. Now finally, there's one more shita. One more thing to do in Erev Pesach for Shana Shodos. And that is the Shloah. The Shloah is quoted by the Magen Avraham. The Shloah, even the Goyen that we read quickly, didn't mention that as well, what the Shloah is bringing. And he says the following. If you look at number 8 in the bottom of the page, right side, So he brings a Rinu Tam that says he did eat Matzah Shiro. Shamir was saying, Nukolo Yichel Matzah Be'er Pesach Kilo Boila Chusas V'Schaviv, the only issue is regular bread. This is the Rabbeinu Tam. Matzah Shiro Mutar. It's fine. Shadayin lechala olav chiyuv lechem oini ader. It doesn't have chiyuv till the evening. V'koso b'midrosho shem shirin b'ayuchai. That's the Zohar HaKadosh. Ki v'ayarogil l'sader ha-shulchan b'arboso shechalis b'shabes. He used to prepare the table. No food. U'la'asoyk b'maiser merkavo. Bimkoim Saud Shlishis. He would learn Maisa Bekal itself to the Shlish Vayayimer Zoy Saud Samelech Vuhu Soid Nehlam. So Pia Zoya, there's an Indian, it says Maisa Bekal, but they bring to learn Torah instead of eating. If you look at the Magen Avraham, when the Magen Avraham, right above this Shlaw, he says, he doesn't bring Maisa Bekal. He says, when Shlaw comes with Shema Zoya, Shema Shem Ba Yechai Ya Oisik Ba Torah Bimkoim Saud. Learn Torah. And the Bureau Go also, he brings the Bureau Go the way quickly. In the middle, he says, Chiru Bezer, Pasha the Hemai, the Sa'uda Zu Nitches Mikol the Kol. According to the Zoyar, you don't have a meal. Nothing. You don't have that meal at all. Doesn't say fruits and vegetables. Doesn't say Basar Adagim. Divrei Torah. This may be the reason for some, I wanted to say, which we mentioned that it was attacked very much. And every year, every Shabbos during the year, don't eat Shabbos, shows to just do Ritayo. But Pashas over here is similarly, very clearly from the Shlof and the Goyen, this is a din only in Erev Pesach. Not the whole year. That's how they learn the Zoya. It's a din only in Erev Pesach. But comes out that this is another Shita. There's another way. Another way is don't eat Shabbos. Meaning the way the Goyen learned the Zoya, they don't have the Suda at all. The Shlof says, they sit down and they learn Torah. Again, Shubachai was learning Maaseh Merkava, but that's what you have as well. So to summarize what we do with Shalosh Shudas and Erev Pesach Chal B'Shabbos, so we have the following. The Shulchan Aruch says you eat Matzah Shira. That's what you eat. Pashas and Sfaidim follow the Shulchan Aruch, you eat Matzah Shira. You eat a matzah which is made with fruit water, and then you eat the Shalosh Shudas in the afternoon. That's what Shulchan Aruch Paskatz. The Ramah tells us to do it with fruits or Basar Adagim, So first of all, the question is, does he argue in the Shulchan Aruch that you can't do Matzah Shir or not? Chuk Yaakov is not so clear about it. Chuk Yaakov is debating. The Ramah holds, don't eat Matzah Shir at all. B'shul you can't eat Matzah Shir. Or that you could eat, just we don't matriach you to do it. But if you have it, you should eat Matzah Shir. So that's the debate. And the Gaon learns that for sure you can't eat Matzah Shir afterwards. So either Matzah Shir or Kudus finding for sure, Kudus Ashkenazi maybe, or the other solution is you eat Basar Dagim in Paris. Now the question is, what comes first? Is Basar Dagim before Paris? And if you have a choice, either meat and fish or fruits, what should you do? So here comes the Magen Avraham says, meat and fish is better than fruits. And the Chagagim says, over here, fruits are better than meat and fish. Mention also, don't fill yourself up too much. Probably if you eat four shahs serious, is even better. You know that. Then you eat even the sheet of the Rambam, so you now lay it after. So that's basically called solution number two. The matzah shir is solution number one. Solution number two, you eat things, you have that with zaynus, and then the question is just what the order is. Solution number three is you eat the shashiras in the morning. Because even though you're supposed to eat in the afternoon, today you eat in the morning, you divide the soup in the morning in the middle, you go out for a walk, eat another meal, and that's what you do. And the Mishnah Berurah sounds to say they should do both. You should do that, and in the afternoon you do both, then you yaitse all the sheetahs. You yaitse the sheetah that holds the morning works. If you hold the morning doesn't work, so you eat fruits in the afternoon. And then finally we have what the Shloss says, that you don't eat shashiras at all. You basically learn divrei Torah. You can't just skip it. But you learn the Torah as well. There is a sheet like that in Zer. The Mishmos that comes out for how the Goyen concludes, and with the Mishnah Berurah tells us, is that we don't do that. We do eat fruits, try to eat Basar Dagim in the afternoon, and try in the morning to divide the meal. That's how you eat all the sheetahs to do Shalashudis on Erev Pesach and Shabbos. Okay. So that was topic number one regarding Shalashudis. Topic number two, quickly, will be what is the halacha of Tainis Bechayus? You have a Tainis. Bechorim eat, they have to fast on Erev Pesach. The Minag Yisrael, not brought down earlier Preiskim. It comes out, I mean, the Preiskim bring the idea of maybe Sudas Mitzvah is able to be played there. Minag came later, much later generations, when the generations became very weak, is to do a seal. To do a seal to play there. So really, from Ikar Din, the Bechorim needs to fast Erev Pesach. Remember, Rebbe Yom Shapiro, the Tzad, used to fast Erev Pesach. He didn't do a seal. You be kind of this the minute to do a fast. When do you do the fast? When you are on Erev Pesach on Shabbos, you can't fast on Shabbos. So when do you do it? Send the Shulchan Aruch number 13. Some say you fast on Thursday. Some say there's no fast at all. The fast was nitkan Erev Pesach. You can't do it. You don't fast. Says the Ramah. I'm going to do a Kesorah Rishayna to fast on Thursday. Says the Kaf HaChaim in the number 14, so he brings some old to do Thursday, Kamoy Tani Sester. Why don't you don't do Erev Shabbos, you want to fast on Friday. And then he brings a Maharam provincial, but Shuvaisov, because of the Mis'ani B'Yom HaShishi. He says you do fast on Friday. Because he brings the shita. So that actually brings that there is a shita to do on Friday. And then he adds, So what it says over here. Comes in a very interesting thing. So Sunday Shulchan Aruch, you don't do it on Shabbos, you bring it earlier. When earlier? Let's do Friday. No, we don't want to fast on Friday. You better not have to fast on Friday. So we fast on Thursday. Right? So here, now there's another shita that says to do Friday. And there's a third shita that says don't fast at all. See, it's fast only in Erev Pesach. I saw Rav Stein Zichron Levrocha put out a sefer in Erev Pesach on the Shabbos. He, the one from Farakway. So he brings here an interesting debate regarding the seal. Why? I do a seum on Thursday. So that means, okay, so the Smiths don't have to fast. But the fast is not Thursday. Fast was supposed to be Shabbos. You said, can't fast on Shabbos. So I made it earlier. And a person just missed the fast on a day. He's supposed to fast the next day. You can't fast Thursday. Fast Friday. You should not fast Friday because you don't want to come to Shabbos, but you want to do it Thursday. But if you didn't do Thursday, do it Friday. Why should the seum of Thursday work for Friday? So this is a regular Pesach. The only day I can fast is Pesach. I do assume that day I'm done. But here for Thursday, I'm out because I did Erev Pesach. because I did tzium. Friday, I didn't. Right? So what about Friday? So really, the Kaf HaChaim is addressing that. The Kaf HaChaim says, really, there's a sheet that says you don't fast at all. So we do the meaning to fast Thursday. You break that fast with the tzium, I'm not obligated to do it Friday. But Rav Stein brings that really what you should do is you should leave a little bit of the food of the tzium for Friday and eat it Friday too. That's a yitzibov. So it's a little bit of a chumra, so I want to be machmir. The ma'aseh, what we do is, the minhag is we do tais b'chorus on Thursday, and we soymech on the seal, and like we said, the Kaf HaChaim says, no problem at all. Maybe when it be machmir, so a little bit, can you eat food of the seal on Friday as well, to be yitzah that as well. That's the tais b'chorus. Now finally, this will end, and this will not bring in the b'chorus to tzayit, because there's a lot written about it, but it really comes down to one line. You're not supposed to prepare for Shabbos to Yom Tov. That's supposed to be for Shabbos Yom Tov. Mitzat Sheni, there's a halacha. The halacha is, when comes Leila Seder, try to have everything prepared. Because you don't want the kids to fall asleep. Don't start preparing in the night. So what do we do?
Prepare on Friday.
Oh, so you try to prepare on Friday, whatever you prepare on Friday. So much so, the Rebbe Yisrael Zonnefeld, who wrote also a Sefer in Erev Pesach on Shabbos, gave the halachas. He wrote there, the best thing to do, if a person could do, is to prepare the table of the Seder already. If he's able to, I'm talking about Yisrael Zonnefeld in Yerushalayim, where they lived in a one-bedroom apartment. So he said, put the table of the Seder in some corner with the pillows and the thing, and then when it comes to Seder, just push it in. In our houses, it's not so difficult to do. Do you have the table of the Seder prepared? I said, what about the Shabbos meals, the Shabbos and the Pesach meals? If you're going to eat bread, you're not going to eat it on the same bread. We spoke about it a little last week. If you're not going to eat the bread anyway. You need the bread either outside of the house, or you're doing it in some corner anyway. So, you're saying the meal, you're not eating the main Shabbos table, for this purpose of the Seder, it may be worth it. Maybe. Okay. Hey, each one has to do his own cheshbon, ha'ez mekai in the midst of the Shabbos. Can do the beautiful Shabbos also in the kitchen. The idea is that you need to prepare everything before. So really, there's many details regarding this Seder. We prepare the chrein, and we prepare the chazeres, and we prepare everything. Everything that is able to be prepared before should be done before Shabbos.
You have the same problem with the Shabbos and Sunday. You have the same situation. But you can't prepare for the second day.
Right.
The thing, you have the same...
Right. Say so in a regular Pesach, you appear right before the first day, and the second day, your mur is not so strong. But here the klal is, everybody has to know, to prepare the whole Seder as early as possible before Shabbos starts. That's really the one. So that's the meaning, that has to be the focus. It's really to get to every time you have Pesach on Shabbos, you have Pesach on Sunday, we're also going to get the same halacha. The halacha is you have to prepare whatever you can prepare before, whatever you can't, you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. There is some coolness in a very extreme cases, something to do with a goy, but the bottom line is we try to avoid it, not to rely on that. So whatever you can, you do on Shabbos. Whatever you can't, you do right away, it becomes nine, and let's say, try to do it there. And try as much as possible to accommodate both things. Not to prepare anything for Shabbos to Yom Tov, and not to start the Leila Seder as early as possible in order to come to the Leila Seder right away. Maybe just to end, that we say there's a discussion in the Leila Seder, what happens in Moitz Shabbos? Do you say Min HaZvachim, Min HaPsachim, Min HaPsachim, Min HaZvachim? Do you change the order? Because what comes first, Korban Chagiga or Korban Pesach? The Ma'aseh of Bishuah says you don't change the order. But we can end by saying the Be'ez Hashem, we should be zoiche to eat min hazvachim, min hapsachim in Yerushalayim this year. Be'ez Hashem. Kol tu chak kosher v'sameach.
We spoke about how to get rid of the chametz after the second meal in the morning. You did that?
We did it shortly last week. We mentioned the easiest way is to put it in the bathroom and put it in the toilet.
Just shake out all the crumbs.
Shake out the crumbs. Either throw it outside.
Yeah, little real pieces of chal and little chunks of chal left. What do you do with that?
You can put it in the toilet. You have to get rid of it.
Yes. Even
chunks. It's very, very, very big pieces. You can give it to a goy. They always say, we learned, you give it to a goy, the old problem is you have to do it without the intention to go to Shusram. We don't have Shusram, it's not even a problem. Or you throw it out in the air, if it's like small pieces.
Right.
The best thing is for us to put it in the toilet. Just crop.
So you want to only bring the little rolls to that meal?
For sure, yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, throwing that's... it outside, the other problem, if you're throwing it out, the birds are not eating from it. Question
is birds. It's not yours.
Yeah, not yours.
The
right.
The best thing for us, we have a solution just to put it in the toilet.
Okay.
And then you send the We have this one already. We got to put that in the letter, right?
I'm sure I said that.
When's the latest? When the
latest eating chametz 10 Ron Balatanya 10:55. Probably around 10:28. So 10:55 for Woodmere. Is the latest.
So we're going to have an early mini, obviously.
And then, yeah, and then burning chametz 11:58, that's to say the Chachamira on Shabbos, which is a weird thing.
Yes.
Right?
That we mentioned last week. You don't say Chachamira on Friday.
When you burn the chametz, you say nothing. You're just burning the chametz.
You
right?
Burn the chametz. Why? Because Chachamira means everything I have, I'm going to be about that. No, I want one of the chametz.
Your bowel rolls or
whatever. So they need to do.
So let's see. So
that's it.
Nates is 6:46. I don't know if that would be Nates or probably not. Probably not later than that. But the Nates is 6:46 on that Shabbos, Eric Pesach.
Probably
down at 7:30.
Go home at 9. Take a walk.
Take a walk. Come back. Have some meat. Have some chicken. Whatever.
Be smart.
Be finished by 10:55.
Smart a day.
And then you got a long afternoon.
So
your peros and busser of a dog will break up your afternoon.
Yeah.
Because from 10:55 we gotta be busy, right?
I mean you have to finish the chametz before. You can get rid of the chametz and continue eating.
Right, continue eating, right.
Okay.
Right. Definitely.
Right, beautiful. 1:41, 5:56. Alright,
so all this line.
And we'll get it done.
Whatever
you gotta do.
This year looks like between first day, right? Rosh
Hashanah.
For this year, it's like everything with Shabbos. It's like
Year's.
There's like an Indian of the Hashivas of Shabbos this year. we had a modified Purim. We're modifying Erev Pesach, Rosh Hashanah, Sukkot.
Someone said before Rosh Hashanah, they say there's 7 occurrences.
Yeah.
But the thing is that this is the Rosh Hashanah can be different because of the Hanukkah. But whatever prayer falls on Friday,
right.
So then Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos. That's the rule. That's the way around.
Right. This year with all this, it's just the Hashivas of Shabbos.
Yeah.
This year. I mean, all these inyanim that because of Shabbos, we're
changing a little
changing. I was taking something away a little bit of these other Yom Tovim.
Yeah, 100%.
So there's like an inyan there.
Very nice. Very nice.
Of this is a special year for Shabbos.
Right. So I have to figure out what we're doing this year.
You're the boss, whatever you say.
I'm trying to figure out because, you know, unfortunately, we can't, like, at least it's Corona, at least it's, we don't have a lot of people.
And the time
change
a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I could start the show, I'm in the morning. But whatever, I feel like, you know, sometimes good thing of that. You know what I'm saying?
We're 6 years.
Yeah, 6 years, I think.
A lot of them
are
out there.
Yeah. Yeah,
Baruch
Hashem. So it's like a... Whatever
you decide.
That's what I have to figure it out. I'm going to... Right. Weinberger is here.
He's here, yeah. He's in, I don't know if he's right now. He's got his bottom for Kelly Cummins.
Oh.
This morning, and he started that, so he's around.
Oh, right. Right, close. Here you go.
Yeah.
You're going to
tell him.
Call through Kashkashina.
Hi, Sean.
Hi.
Oh, no, how come nobody's here? It's Thomas Chappelle.
Yeah. How
are you doing? Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. Yeah. Chakosho Sameach.
Chakosho Sameach.
And I don't know. I'm debating running the shiur here in the morning if to continue or not. Since Corona, it was really we have two, three guys that come. Two, three guys is
yeah,
every Yid is
but it's hard to have a shiur for small.
Right, right. So I mean, Baruch Hashem is going. I think it's almost 5 or 6 years. Baruch Hashem. This,
it's a big chesed that you're doing, and I don't expect you to. We always appreciate it, but there's no expectation at all.
Yeah.
And it's
I had huge trials for this. For me, building.
I know, but it's a shiur that there should be 15, 20 people, not two people. I know. So it's totally up to you. There's no expectation.
Okay.
I'll take a break and take a break now and decide.
Right. That's all. The same as Hashem. It's Baruch Hashem. For me, it was Gavaldic and it goes online, so people watch it. I know the bit. But in such a, and then it comes a toll on Mishpacha,
of course.
Yeah.
So just.
Okay. But in any case, I wanted to say thank you. Thank you. Baruch Hashem. Yeah. Gavaldic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. How's your father doing?
Baruch Hashem. He's in London. Yeah, he actually came to me for Purim because there was still a lockdown, so he doesn't have to teach. So he's teaching on Zoom, so he doesn't have to be here in person. And now for Pesach, they already opened the schools. Everybody wanted to come for Pesach.
So he kept this apartment. They kept the apartment in Yerushalayim, or
they sold and bought another thing, and that's rented out.
That's rented out, and the place in London is rented.
Yeah.
How often does he go back to Yerushalayim? Do you have to go? I mean, not COVID.
Not COVID, yeah. Without COVID, he would go probably a few times a year. Was, both my grandmothers live there, yeah. So both parents come there. He usually goes there when there's a winter break that he teaches in Mechala. So he goes there for for 2 weeks in the winter.
Mm-hmm. If you remember, please send him out of that.
Thank you,
sure. Right?
Okay, Coach. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Thank you.